This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have now, with apologies to Mr. Dickens, a tale of two grocers. This is the worst of times for the British retail giant Tesco. Its annual profit has dropped a stunning 96%, due mostly to a failed foray here. Over the past 5 years, Tesco has opened 200 fresh and easy stores in the United States, targeting value shoppers, as they're known. It's officially packing up and going home as of today, but this is the best of times for Fairway, the New York grocery chain aimed at a higher-end clientele, went public today on the NASDAQ. Shares had a nice little bump. Diverging fortunes, perhaps, that speak volumes about American tastes in the food aisle? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
Tesco did its homework before launching Fresh and Easy. Secret test stores were set up. British executives lived with American families. The result? Low prices, prepared foods, and a complete misread of the American shopper, says analyst Phil Lempert.
They didn't really hear what was in the heart and soul of the consumer.
What is in the heart and soul of the American grocery shopper? Feeling important. Lempert says Fresh and Easy only had self-checkout, a big no-no for Americans.
The checkout experience is probably the most important experience that we have in store. We want to have a smiling face. We want to have some respect.
Also important to Americans, a hands-on experience, says supermarket consultant Kevin Koop.
We like to feel the oranges. We like to squeeze things. And they would have things pre-wrapped so you couldn't do that.
Years of research, efficiency, this couldn't be farther from the Fairway model, says Bob Golden with food research firm Technomic.
Well, some of their stores, you walk in, they're old, they're cluttered.
And they've got a wildly loyal customer base. Analyst Phil Lempert says Fairway's mix of familiar brands, specialty foods, and low prices is a winner.
You can buy your Bounty paper towels as well as some exotic coffee and really have an adventure. And that combination of value and adventure is absolutely dead on for the millennial generation.
The millennial generation being full of foodies on tight budgets. Fairway's betting on that. It plans to expand from 12 stores to 300. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.